Masechet Shavuot Perek He, Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about a person who denied many different claims made upon him by the same person. We spoke about how many korbanot that person would have to bring for that type of lie. Here we'll talk about a person who denies many claims by many different people on him, and he is denying them all. Mishnah says, Hayu hamisha tov inoto. There were five people claiming that they left certain items by a man. Amru lo, they told him, ten lano pikadon shiesh lano beadecha. They all said to him, give us the item that we left by you. Shevuah she'en lachem biadi. And he responded to them all at once, I swear that you don't have any item that you left by me. We say in that case, eno hayav ela ehat. He's only obligated to bring one korban for that, since he only made one false swear. He made one false swear. He said, I had one line, I swear that I don't have any, that you all don't have anything by me. So he only has to bring one swear. But if he does respond to them, Shevuah she'en lecha biadi, belo lecha, belo lecha. But if he says to them, I swear that you, person number one, don't have any item that you left by me, nor do you, person number two, or nor do you, person number three, and so on and so forth till he gets to all five. Hayav al kol ahat ve'ahat. He's obligated to bring a separate korban for each and every one of them. He's considered to have made five different swears. He could have phrased it much simpler, like we had above, that all of you don't have anything by me. I swear all of you don't have anything by me. That would have been one swear. By the fact that he's breaking it up individually to each person shows that he's making five different swears. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the previous halacha. Rabbi Eliezer omer, ad shiomar shevuah ba'aharona, says Rabbi Eliezer, he's not obligated to bring more than one korban unless he says, I swear at the end of his denial. In other words, if he says, you don't have anything by me, and you don't have anything by me, you don't have anything by me, and then he says, I swear at the end, then that swear is going back on everything. That's the only time you'd have to bring a korban for every single oath. But if he only had the word shivu'ah, I swear, at the beginning of his statement, like we had in Tanakh Kama, we said shivu'ah she'en lecha biyadi, velo lecha, velo lecha, the word shivu'ah is only at the beginning. I swear that you don't have something by me, you don't have something by me, you don't have something by me. Since the word shivu'ah is only on the beginning, it counts as one oath, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. But if he puts the word shivu'ah at the end, that's where it'll count as many different swears that he makes, and he would be obligated on each and every one of them to bring a korban. Rabbi Shimon omer ad shomar shivu'ah lekol ehad ve'ehad, says Rabbi Shimon, he's never liable for each and every denial that he made unless he says, I swear to each and every person who's coming with the claim, I swear you don't have anything by me. I swear you don't have anything by me. I swear you don't have anything by me. That's the only time, according to Rabbi Shimon, that he would be obligated to bring a separate korban for each one. So this previous case discussed many different people who have the same type of claim against one person, which was, for example, give us the item that we left with you. Now we'll talk about a single person who has a lot of different claims against another individual. Ten li pikadon utsumet yad gazel va'aveda shiesh li biadecha. Someone says to him, give me the deposit, the loan, the stolen object, and the lost object that I have by you. He's claiming that he deposited, that all of these items are being held by this person and he wants them back. And then that person answers, Shivu'ah she'en lecha biadi. The person swears back, I don't have anything by me. He swore. Eno hayav ela hat. And then it's found out that the person was lying, that he claimed he never had anything by him. He's obligated to bring only one korban. All the items mentioned are considered to be all different components of one oath. So therefore, he only has to bring one korban. Shivu'ah she'en lecha biadi pikadon. But if he says, I swear, I'm not holding on to any of your items. I'm not holding on to your deposit. I'm not holding on to your loan, your stolen object, or your lost object. All of these items, we say, Hayab al kol ahat ve'ahat. He's obligated to bring a separate korban for each and every claim that he denied. Since he is mentioning them all, he's spelling them out, we say that he is making a separate swear for each and every one of them. In this last case, each claim was about a different type of debt. This next case, we'll talk about a single person who makes the same type of claim, but about a lot of different items. Ten li haitin usorin vekusemin sheyesh li biadecha. He tells a person, I left items by you. Give me the wheat, barley, and spelt that I left by you. And then that person responds, shivua she'en lecha biadi. He answers, I swear that you didn't leave anything by me. Eno hayav ela ehat. He's obligated to only bring one korban offering. Shivua she'en lecha biadi haitin usorin vekusemin hayav akol ahat ve'ahat. But if he says, I swear that you never left wheat by me or barley or spelt, then hayav akol ahat ve'ahat. He's obligated to bring a separate korban for each and every single one of these grains that he mentioned. By breaking them up and mentioning them one by one, it's apparent to us that he meant to have several different swears. In this last case, the person who had the claim was asking for wheat, barley, and spelt, and he used the plural terms, haitin, which is wheat kernels, seorin, kusemin, all of that is plural. Rabbi Meir is now going to add that the same would be true if he asked for them in the singular. Rabbi Meir omer, afilo amar haita usora vekusemet, even if he said, give me the wheat, barley, and spelt that I have by you, instead of saying wheat kernels, he is saying the wheat. What Rabbi Meir is teaching us is that he's hayav al kol ahat ve'ahat. He's obligated to bring a separate korban for each and every one of these types of grain, because there's a little bit of ambiguity what the word wheat is, for example. You could understand the word wheat as being a single wheat kernel, a single one, hita. Kamash malan, says Rabbi Meir, no, it doesn't mean a single wheat kernel, rather it means the whole species of wheat, the same with barley and the same with spelt. Therefore, you have to bring a unique korban for every one of these as well that was mentioned.